And so it is. Dear Shambhra, that we gather together for the first Shambhra gathering of the year, of the new year. We love this time when you open your hearts and you invite us in. I, Tobias, love feeling the warmth in this room, in this space, on this day. And when I refer to the room, it's no longer limited to the physical confines of the walls here in this snowy mountain setting. This room encompasses all of Shambhra who are listening now, who are reading this in an expanded now. All Shambhra who will listen to this in expanded later now. Indeed, sometimes it is difficult for us to get going here, to begin the human words, because not only is Kaudra overwhelmed by the energies that he feels, we are overwhelmed. Overwhelmed that you are here in these chairs today. Overwhelmed that you have learned so much, you are embracing so much that is new, so much that has challenged you at the very core level of who you are. One thing that we noticed in particular on this day, as you were making the transition, as you were listening to the music and allowing your heart to open, there was less efforting on your part. Less efforting. You're finding that you don't need to go to some far-off space, to go so deep. You don't need to struggle anymore to make the divine connection. It is right there. It is simple. It is simply a matter of allowing it to be there. You don't have to go through some long incantations or ceremonies to bring in the energies. They're there. You don't need to struggle in your mind to put it in some, how would you say, some perfect framework or perfect place. It is just there. There's no efforting that is involved. It is simply allowing. This is one of the attributes of the new energy. One of the attributes, certainly, of this new year. This is a wonderful example here that you can use in all of your life. When you find yourself efforting in your mind, stop. Take a deep breath. The answer is right there, and it is very simple. Very simple. If you find yourself efforting, trying to find that divine space within yourself, stop pushing, dear Shambhra. Relax. Take that deep breath and simply allow. It is so simple. Your divinity can be so present without effort. It is just there. We can be so very present with you. You don't need to force us or yourself. You see, all of you have had lifetimes of deep and intense study. Many lifetimes where you learn to transcend your body, to travel outside of your body. The damned if it was that you always had to come back. But you went through many lifetimes of efforting, of denial, many lifetimes of suffering, and so very many lifetimes of disciplining yourself. But now it is the time for the feast. As we mentioned in our last main gathering, it is time when you went through all of those disciplines and different types of, how to say, teachings, different types of learnings, so that you could come to this place now of no efforting. Easy. It is right there. Oh, we felt it indeed. All of us who gather here today from the angelic realm, so much less effort. Now, sometimes you think, perhaps then, you aren't applying yourself because you're not working hard enough at it. You're not going to get results. Very old energy thinking. It is right there. It is a grace and a flow. No mental effort required. It is simply there. All of you, Chambra, know what I am speaking of. Where you struggle in your brain. Where you push with your brain. Where you try searching all around and try, you tighten up in your brain. You argue with yourself at times. You struggle. Oh, as we have said before, and you've heard so many times other places, you can be your own worst enemy, fighting within yourself. That is also changing, and we see from our perspective the dramatic results here. No efforting. Allowing it to be. Allowing all the energies to be known by you. All the answers to be known. Indeed, the very energy of these channels has changed over the years. It was much more difficult for you, for Caldra, even for us, to put this all together, to come into this space. It took great amounts of energies and great amounts of pushing, efforting, to bring this all together. We used to have channels. We used to go through lessons with you. But you also transcended that to the point where we put all of the energy together into what we now call a shoud. The collective energy of each and every one of you and the energies of those who will read this or tune into this in an expanded now. A potential that you who are listening at this very moment right now plant for those who come along later. So it becomes a group energy. It becomes all of us in a chorus singing together. But even these shouts have changed. Changed because it is so much easier to make the connection. It is so much easier to deliver the energies. As you know, so much of the words are just placeholders. The words are just there to fill the space, to occupy the mind. As we have said before, there will come a day where no words are spoken, where we ask you simply to connect with the energies. Even as the words are coming out of Caldra's mouth, there is an energy that is being delivered by us, by those on the angelic realms, by Caldra indeed, for his voice carries energies that are not in words, but are delivered into the physical realms for each of you. And there are energies that you are delivering also for the ones who sit next to you, for the ones who are connected on this thing that you call the internet. Energies you are delivering, making available to the others. And you are also receiving all of these energies at the same time. So indeed, we are always amazed when we take our type of measurement that we do here of how the shouts continue to change because you are changing. Recently, with a group of Chambra, we celebrated the passing of your old calendar year and the moving into a new year. By itself, truly just a date on the calendar. But in reality, a pausing, a stopping, a time to acknowledge all of the work that you have done in this past year and in the years leading up to that. It was also a time to pause and to take a deep breath because you are now walking into the first full year of truly new energy available to you. This whole concept of new energy began some time ago. And for the first time in your last calendar year, it was available to you to use here on Earth. Previous to that, you indeed were helping to create new energy, but it was, how to say, being taken from the physical Earth and being applied to in other places, specifically in this place we call the new Earth. After working with your runners and all of the angels who work with you in applying new energy in other places, in other dimensions, then came back to you for the first time to be used here on Earth in your lifetime. So if there is a celebration at this point in this new year, it is the fact that this is the first full year where new energy can literally be utilized by you. Now, right away, we see all of the mental gears going in Chambra all over the world. Where is it? How do I use it? How do I find it? How do I know it's there? You ask all of these things. Dear friends, remember the very start of this shout when we said it is without effort. New energy comes in without effort. It is there waiting for you. You will definitely know when you are working with new energy, because it does not contain the elements of duality. There are no opposing forces. Opposing forces create the struggle and the conflict. New energy is without effort. You see, if you dig too deep in trying to find it, if you struggle trying to figure it out, it will elude you. It will be right there in front of you, but it will elude you. It is very simple. And we wanted to start this show today with that note. No efforting. No efforting. It is all right there. We're speaking of this efforting in the brain, this struggling back and forth, which wastes so much of your physical energy. Your physical bodies are delicate instruments, and they do tire it out. And there are things that you are doing as angels in a physical body that do require a physical exertion, although you will be seeing that change also. We're talking here about the efforting that occurs in the mind and even at times into the spirit. So much of your resources are devoted to this efforting in the brain. How do you not effort, dear Chambra? It is to breathe. To breathe. When you breathe, you allow yourself to pause for a moment. The mind cannot be clicking away when you take a deep and conscious breath. When you take that breath, it also allows new energy to come into your dimension and your reality. You will know it's there because it will have a tingle to it. It will have a grace and a flow to it. It will be so simple. It will be so easy that you will tend to discount it and throw it out because you are used to having answers come the difficult and hard way. In this new year of yours, can you allow the new energy to come in to your life? Can you allow yourself to have it be effortless and graceful and simple? We will be reinforcing this over and over with you as we do so many points until you understand, until you learn to embody it in your own life. It is simple. Simple does not mean sin, does not mean without complexity, without fullness. Simple means it's right there. The answers that you get to your own questions, The new understandings and realizations that you get will be simple, but they will be filled with many dimensional levels. They will be filled with so much depth, again, that it will make the old energy answers pale in comparison. Simple meaning they are right there, they don't take effort, but full, deep, rich, and thick compared to anything in the old energy. Again, we chuckle at times because we hear so many of you wanting long lists, wanting rules and regulations, wanting great books to be written about how to do this. The great books that you will write have to do with releasing and letting go. Bringing in the new energy is quite simple. It doesn't require great books, lengthy studying. It requires simply releasing and letting go, allowing it to be there. As we said before, all of this is coming in. All of this is happening. Can you just let it come into your life without the barriers of struggling and pain and efforting? Can you just let new energy into your life? Can you let yourself be who you truly are, fully in the new energy? We'll talk more about that specific item today. First year, first full year of new energy, right there for you, available. And again, it is also important to release your old expectations of what it is and how it is used. You tend to focus on the very material things. You tend to focus on some of the more human needs. But dear friends, as you allow the new energy to come into your divine fulfillment, the spiritual, the human needs are automatically taken care of. The human needs that you have for food and clothing and shelter and relationships and health and abundance, these respond directly to how well the needs of your spirit are being taken care of. You see, you've been doing it the other way around, trying to take care of all these human needs. That is old energy. In the new, all of these things simply line up. All of these things become fulfilled as you allow your spirit to be fulfilled. Before we bring in our very special guest on this day, we ask you to feel the energy of this guest. We will talk for a bit before she comes in. Ask you just to take a deep breath and feel the energy of our guest. Again, don't go into that mind of yours. You're trying to figure it out. The name is not important. Many of you don't know the name. You do not know the name. So simply feel the energy. What a wonderful gift. Oh, it is indeed a wonderful, delightful guest, an honor for Tobias to sit in this balance with her. Let us talk for a moment first before we bring her in fully. Several of you, we chuckle, are getting it. Dear friends, let us talk for a bit about this thing called the New Earth. We've spoken about it before. It is not a physical place. It is not a planet. The New Earth is a dimension unto itself. It does not exist in another dimension. It does not exist as a part of another dimension. It is a dimension unto itself. It carries many of the attributes of old earth, because those who are building the new earth are deeply connected to humans who have lived or are living on earth right now. The new earth has a wonderful meld of physical and what you would call spiritual. As we said, it is not a physical place, but yet those who are there, and there are only a few, and the many who will be going there, can move in and out of physical matter. Indeed, one day you can choose to be in body. The next day you can be without that body. You can change the looks and the nature of the physical body. You can bring in the physical body, by the way, which you do not have to be born into. There is no birthing process on the new earth as you would know it on old earth. On old earth, the birthing process is archaic. That will be changing also. It is painful. It is difficult. It requires too many old energy elements in it. Yes, indeed, it is changing. There are those who, are in your more old energy religions who are resisting it, for they want the painful death. But even on earth, on the old energy earth, birth will begin to happen in a new way. Let us go back to the new earth for a moment. You will not have to be birthed into physical body. You will be able to manifest it. It will take a bit of practice in doing this. Now, when we say the word practice, that does not mean efforting. It means refining and honing. You'll be able to create your physical body, for instance, when you want to have a wonderful feast of food. Yes, here we go, talking about food again. Calder says, channel after channel, you speak of food. But it is a wonderful part of the human experience to sit down with friends. You realize, you all know, it is not simply about what is on the plate in front of you. It is the company of others. It is the enjoyment and the relaxation. It is the joy of feeding your physical body, a way of nurturing and loving it. On the new earth, you'll be able to manifest in physical body, and indeed, yes, to the many, many Shambhara across the world who are asking now, you will also be able to manifest human body so that you can have sex with the others, so that you can meld together and share something, not for birthing, not for propagation, but rather simply for enjoyment and love and pleasure. You will be able to do this on the new earth. The framework, the energetic, framework for the new earth was recently completed. It is like saying that all of the frames, all of the 2x4s of a house are up. The exterior walls are on, and now it is about putting the finishing touches on the inside and then doing the decorating. In the new earth, the framework has been built. There are some who were Shambhara here on earth, who have left, who are there permanently now, who have chosen not to come back to the old energy world that you live in now. They are there to help guide the others who will be coming there soon. What is the purpose of this new earth that we have spoken about? And by the way, we talk to you during your dream states. We work with you on the interdimensional levels all of the time. And we talk quite a bit amongst ourselves with you. We talk about the new earth. And we would have to say right now that there is a strong tendency for Shambhara who are on earth right now as human beings, a strong tendency for them to want to come to this place called the new earth. We would say at least 2/3 of Shambhara worldwide have the leaning towards coming to this place. It is granted and magnificent. I, Tobias, have been there on a number of occasions, with some of you, by the way, journeying there to watch how all the weavings are taking place. But what is the purpose? Why a new earth? It serves two primary purposes. It helps to balance the old energy earth. It helps to provide, a type of influence or a potential of influence for those who are still in the old energy earth, who are asking for guidance from the other realms. So it is a place for you, Shambra, and for the others who will be residing there to work with those from the old energy world, from the new world, from the new earth. You will not only be able to manifest physical body when you want, you will also be able to travel the conduits, the interdimensional conduits, back to this earth, this old earth, in a way that even we cannot do. Even the archangels and the angels and all the others, we have great difficulty when we try to come through to your world. It requires a very elaborate system where, there are other entities who, in a sense, are creating a tether line for us. For it is very easy to get lost in the energies of Earth, to get stuck in the energies of Earth. So even as I, Tobias, am very used to coming in and speaking to you now, there is a progression of other angels, in a sense, tethering, holding on, in a sense like a lifeline or support line, so that I don't get stuck. Either that or they have that rope tied around me to pull me back out. You will be able to go from the new earth back to the old at will, because you have spent so many lifetimes here and it is so familiar to you. You will be able to come back, not in physical body, but to come back energetically. Those who are still on the old earth will be able to perceive you. They will be able to see your apparition, to see your image to them much easier. You talk about ghosts and seeing shadows or seeing images. Those who travel from the new earth will be able to come back energetically to the old and appear, make their presence known, particularly to open and enlightened humans like never before. There will be a whole new, a cycle of sighting, so to speak. Remember years ago when you went through numerous what you call UFO sightings that occurred, particularly back in the period of your late 50s and 60s, and there was a proliferation of these. That was because so many aspects of who you were projecting into a potential, into the future, to see how things were going, particularly when the Earth had the high probability of destroying itself. Now there will be a whole new flurry of what you call sightings, but they will be different from the sightings of greys, or the sightings of disincarnate humans who have left their bodies but not left the Earth. This will be a different type of sightings. It will be, generally seen by other humans as a circle of colored lights that are highly condensed, highly packed together. It will almost seem like there is a door or opening surrounding this circle of lights. That's how most humans will perceive when a being from the new earth comes back to the old earth. Of course, the only beings that will take up residence on the new earth are those that understand the true nature of compassion. Yes, we feel you all going inside in that one. It will take compassion to stay in this place of new earth, a compassion not to go back to old earth and rescue it or save it, even if destruction is imminent, do you see? It will take a compassion to come back to the old earth and simply be a light, simply be a potential for those who choose, but not to interfere, not to change, not to try to make change where change is not wanted, you see. So, the new earth serves another purpose as well, a grand and glorious purpose that is somewhat difficult to fully explain. You see, you have this grand universe. Grand. We know you look out at the stars at night and wonder what's out there. As we have said before, not much. Raw energy. Energy in transition. Energy that is responding to what you are doing here on Earth, you see. This massive, massive universe of yours. Like an empty room. Now, why would you have created so much space, so much room, and only occupy a little bit of it here on Earth? A tiny, tiny speck in comparison to your whole universe. Why would you have done that, Chandra? Ah, indeed. So that home can come into your reality. So that the angels from the celestial realms, which are not in your outer space, by the way, the angels from the interdimensional realms can come in. The energy of home, of spirit, of the Elohim can come in. You see, you built this grand, grand hotel called the universe, anticipating many, many guests. There is some life form out there right now, but not the type of life form that you would anticipate, not the type of human life form that you are used to. There are life forms, again, you from the past, that are out there. But even then, that only takes up a tiny, tiny fraction of this grand thing called the universe. So now, angels, all of those entities on the celestial realms, the energy of home of the king and the queen and all of the rest can come in. And when they do, they're going to need guidance and understanding of how to establish whether they choose a physical life form or simply an energetic life form. They will need a place to go for understanding. They will need a library. Dear friends, and the new earth is the library of the universe and all that is. Contained on the new earth are all of the experiences that every human has ever gone through. This is not like the Akashic records that you speak of. It is different. It is not simply a catalog or a file like the Akashic records. It is a living library that contains all the emotions, every thought, every feeling, every experience, every choice, and all of the wisdom of everything you have done on earth. The angels who come in from the other realms into your physical universe will need a place to go for understanding. They will need others to talk to about how civilizations are built. About how they can learn to connect with their own divine through their experience. You see, in order for fulfillment and completion, it is about coming into, difficult to understand, but it is about coming into more of a physical reality, coming into your universe, going through the type of experiences that all of you have gone through, but not so difficult, not with so much struggle. They will come to the library of New Earth when they need understanding, when they need to learn. They will come there to those of you who will reside in this place for counsel and advice. That is the true purpose of the New Earth. The library of all that is, the way for home to come in and have all the tools it needs. So, Much progress is being made there because much progress is being made here. The construction, the building of the new earth is going, how to say in your terms, ahead of schedule because you are ahead of schedule. The building of the new earth responds to you, to your own enlightenment and your own wisdom. It can only be built as fast as you are moving. So indeed, there are some who are starting to reside there permanently, many who are there working, but will not be able to stay. And again, dear friends, we have to emphasize that those who come to the new earth, those who inhabit this library of all wisdom and knowledge and love, come there because they're filled with total compassion. Total compassion. With that divine word of compassion, we would love to introduce our guest today. Once again, take that deep breath, Shambra, and just feel her loving and compassionate energies. A guest that we have wanted to bring in for quite some time, but there was a sequence that we all needed to go through. An energy that is so, so very divine in every way. We ask you to welcome in the energy of Kuan Yin on this day. Kuan Yin, meaning purity of the feminine frequencies. Kuan Yin is not a person, so to speak. It is an archetypical energy, but she is filled with life. Indeed. She was filled with love and compassion and mercy. Kuan Yin is an energy that has been embodied in many living beings, amongst those Mary, Sophia, many, many others, primarily embodying in the feminine body, the feminine vessel, but on occasion too, Kuan Yin has embodied in the male energy as well. She comes in now after the harmonic concordance and only after the harmonic concordance in a new way. Oh, she has been around. Kuan Yin had a commitment to stay in the energies of Earth as long as there was those who were on the cycle of karma, the cycle of lifetimes. Her energy can come in now in a whole new and very potent way. Now that we've all gone through the harmonic concordance. And she comes in here now, whether you are male or female. She is symbolized by the white lotus. She is symbolized by the number 33. If you have been seeing this lately, Kuan Yin, and the energy of Kuan Yin is right with you. She is symbolized as the vessel, as the nurturing energy, as the energy that gives birth. She is the essence of compassion and mercy, and she is so very present with us in our space today. The energy of Kuan Yin can be embodied within any of you. As we said, it is not like she is a person. She is an archetypical energy that you helped to create, that first began making its presence known some 2,500 years before Yeshua, but made her presence on Earth very strongly known approximately 400 after Yeshua left. Kuan Yin, as we said, has embodied in many, many physical beings, but now this energy is available. It is an energy, in a sense you could say, that is already within every one of you. Kuan Yin is the feminine frequency, the vessel of life. More than anything, you could say, Kuan Yin is the energy of new energy, the portion of the new energy that is the birth giver, that is the vessel of creativity. She comes in now. Dormant in some of you, quite active in others. I don't mean to say embarrass anyone here, but if you want to feel and see and touch, perhaps even smell, the essence of Kuan Yin here today, there's one who has agreed to, how to say, allow this, to show this, for she works with it so very closely. Talk to the master, the doctor of breath, if you want to see and feel the love and the compassion of Kuan Yin, for they have been working together for so very long. She, the doctor of breath, has embodied Kuan Yin within her. All of you have that potential. It is not reserved for anyone. All have the potential of embodying compassion and mercy. All have the potential of bringing in the energy of the White Lotus. The 33, that also corresponds to Yeshua's number. And that should tell you something. Kuan Yin comes in on this day and is delighted to be here. And is delighted to be with each and every one of you. She is not a guide, dear friends. She can't do it for you. She can be part of you. The feminine frequency is very important today, that she is here with us. And it all plays a part of a gathering that we had several days ago with a small group of Shambra from around the world. They thought they were getting together to celebrate and to dance and to eat. They're really getting together to bring in a new energy, to ground it. So many of them are present here in this very room on this mountain today because they are helping to ground this for the rest of Shambra. They know why they were called here. They know what they're helping to ground. Most of them had a realization that there was an energy working around them the last few days. And indeed, it is Kuan Yin. Why did she come in now? Why did we have this gathering of Shambra in the now, several days ago? It is to bring forth a very interesting dynamic of new energy that is now available for you, but it must be grounded. It must be grounded. We talked to this group several days ago about this new energy, an attribute of the new energy you are moving into. What we told them and what we want to share with Shambra all over is there's something very special in this new year with new energy. Something that may take a bit of time to realize what it truly is, how it integrates with you in your life. This attribute, this energy, is that, dear Shambra, you are now safe. You are now safe. New energy unto itself is safe. It is balanced. Old energy was in a constant state of flux and change and imbalance. Therefore, you never felt safe. You never felt safe to be yourself. As we bring in new energy, it contains the element of safe. Can you accept that in your life? Can you allow yourself to be in a safe energy? What do we mean by safe? Safe that you can be yourself. Everything that you are, including your divinity. You kept your divinity out at the subconscious levels because you didn't feel safe. Why would you want to bring it into an environment that was so chaotic? Why would a parent want to bring a child into a very rough place, a bar, a tavern that was rowdy? You didn't feel safe, Shambra. You never have in this lifetime. Even in the arms of your parents, you didn't feel safe. About the only time that we saw that you truly felt safe was when you were alone by yourself, you see. You didn't feel safe, for the most part, in the company of friends, particularly in the company of family, especially at work. You didn't feel safe that you could be who you really are, that you would be ridiculed and punished and demeaned. So you held back. At the same time, you didn't feel safe about life itself. You felt life was very threatening, whether it was physically threatening, such as a car accident, a terrorist attack perhaps, a disease in your body. You never felt safe. And that, dear friends, as much compassion and love as we have for you, even that causes us to cry. It's caused us to cry many, many times that you never felt safe enough to be in this world and to be divine also. You haven't felt safe in your mind, at times feeling you were attacked from the inside or the outside, so you've learned to control and to restrict your thoughts. You found a little place inside that mind of yours that you could survive. So you have held yourself there. You've tried blocking out thoughts. You try to choose your words so carefully because you're so afraid. You were so afraid the energy behind them. You didn't feel safe. You battled within your mind, arguing back and forth, feeling that there was something called an ego that was bigger and stronger than you. Interestingly enough, you've only used a small part of the blessing of your mind because you were afraid of it. Afraid of yourself, Shambra. They talk about only using 10% of the mind's capacity. That's not even close to accurate. Humans use a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the potential that's available. It's not contained in the physical vessel. It's contained in the energy all around you. But you haven't felt safe within your own mind. So unsafe that some of you have gone to pieces. You've given up control to these other voices and these other things in your mind. You call this condition being a multiple. So unsafe that you give up to these other aspects. It's all you in the first place. But it's not the primary you. Aspects, little fragments that you've given all the power to because you didn't feel safe within yourself. You didn't feel safe with energies around you from other people. You created this thing of white light that you encased yourself in and shut yourself off from the rest of the world using it as a tool because you didn't feel safe. You felt like the other energies of humans were going to attack you and devour you. You didn't feel safe, so you created your own little island. You entombed yourself from outside energies, afraid to touch people at times, afraid of germs, afraid of energies. So you shut yourself off. We gave Calder a funny little example today, so he had empathy and compassion. Prior to the shouds, he always goes into this rather odd preparation of energies, sitting at his home shortly before the shoud. And today we wanted to throw him off balance, so we sent a group of people over there during the middle of his preparation, and it unnerved him to no end. And he thought he had lost his place and his focus. And when he walked out of the room to find out what the hell was going on, he wouldn't even touch the other humans. He felt he was in such a precious place. We had to give him this example so he could then want to say, help us relate it to you. You don't need to be afraid of that anymore. You can be wide open in your energy and hug others and share energies and not worry about it. You can be in a safe space all of the time. Sorry, Kaldra. Dear friends, this new year, this now year, this new energy year has the potential right here and now to be safe all of the time. You have to continue to take responsibility and ownership for your divinity, but it is safe. It is safe physically, it is safe mentally, and it is safe now for your spirit to come out. This is not a condition that we have created. It is a condition that you have created. We are simply the reporters. We are simply the messengers. Imagine for a moment. Imagine sitting in a totally safe space. Safe for your physical body that it can rejuvenate itself and rebalance itself at any time. Yes, your body will continue to go through things. You may pick up a cold or a flu, sometimes a disease. But that it has the ability in the new energy to rebalance. That it is safe. That it is safe. That when it comes time to leave your physical body behind, what you call death, it will be a choice of yours. It won't be inflicted on you. You will choose when to leave and how to leave. You will honor and love the body, and it will honor and love you back. Imagine sitting in a space so safe that you can unshackle your mind. You don't have to fight within your mind anymore. You can have the realization that there are many aspects to your mind, to your personality, to yourself. They don't have to fight with each other or compete with each other. You don't have to have some little tyrant controlling your life, you see. You don't have to have some dark side of you that you're afraid of anymore. In the safe space, all the energies of light and dark meld together. There's a balance. It's not about one or the other. And a safe space doesn't mean that it is purely what you call light. It is all. It is everything brought together in harmony and in balance. We see so often that you are so closed down in your mind. You're so afraid of your own thoughts and dreams and imaginations. Indeed, you've been taught not to daydream. You've been taught not to allow the mind full expression. So you've got it down to a tiny, tiny little conduit that energy goes through from the brain to your body to your spirit, down to a tiny, tiny little, tiny, tiny little pipe. Open up, Chambre. It is safe now. It is safe. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to be overwhelmed by what you've been holding back. Overwhelmed by how you restricted yourself. You're in a safe energy right now and will continue to be. It was grounded several days ago by a group of Chambre who attended the celebration. It was brought now forth to all of Chambre for grounding. It is safe for your spirit to come out, your divinity, to play in this reality. Play with you. Kuan Yin comes in on this day where she asked to help all of Chandra across this world at this very moment right now ground the safe energy so that you can embody it, that you can take ownership of it. Remember, no effort. We see some of you out there efforting, trying to bring in safe space. It is there. It is there. No effort needed. What does grounding look like? Acceptance. Breathing it into your body, breathing it into your space, into your reality. That is all. It is so simple. Through the energies of Kuan Yin, let us celebrate the safe energy you are now in. Through the energies of Kuan Yin, let us bring in and ground the safe new energy into your life. One deep breath, Chandra, all across the world. Is it real? As real as you choose in this moment. As real as you allow. Speaking of choosing, I want to speak of this a bit also, as we did the other day. So many of your choices and decisions in life have been made based on fear, based on the lack of feeling safe. Imagine now the safe energy that you are in right now. How your choices will be different in life. If you feel safe in your body and safe in your mind and your spirit, how will your choices be different? Think for a moment and feel how you've made choices and decisions in the past based on what was safe and what wasn't. How protected you felt or not. Based on how much pain you would and would not choose. It doesn't need to be that anymore. Your choices now can be free and open because you now sit in a safe space. You've embodied the safe space within your being. Imagine how your choices will be different. Choices in when to leave that job that we've been asking you to leave for quite some time. For those of you who get stubborn at times. Choices about your relationships and your partners. Choosing them because so many times in the past, because you didn't feel safe. So what did you do? You chose a very strong energy to make you feel safe, financially, physically. But what happened when you got in the house with them? Their strong, overbearing energy might have kept the outside world out, but then it went to work on you. You became the victim of their strong, strong energies. You chose them because you wanted safety from the outside elements. But indeed, what you found was you were not safe at all. You went into the demon's den, in a sense. Imagine making a choice about a job or a mate from a very safe energy now. Not from the old place of imbalance or incompletion, but from safety. Safety meaning that it's safe to be everything that you are right now, Chandra. Do you understand? It is a safe energy because it is no longer duality energy, you see. New energy is balanced. It contains the four elements, the light, the dark, the neutral, and the Christ seed. All together, it is balanced. As we talked about so long ago in our discussion of the four marbles, the four elements, after a while, after the Christ-light element comes in, the old elements of light and dark and neutral begin to take on the attributes of the Christ energy, of the divine energy. They embody the divine energy. And it sets up the energy of four, a balanced energy. It is a safe place to be. That is why we can come here today with Kuan Yin and say that you are in a safe energy now. Before you make choices and decisions in these next few weeks, and many will come to you, opportunities for choice will come to you. Take a deep breath. Feel the safe space that you have helped ground and anchor on this day, the safe space that is embodied in your being, the effortless safe space, effortless, like we talked about at the beginning of this shroud. Then make your choices and decisions from this platform rather than the old imbalanced platform of duality. This is where life gets fun, Chambra. This is where it gets exciting. This is where you don't need to be in fear anymore. This is where you begin to understand truly that everything comes to you in service to you. No more being afraid of the mind or the body, or disconnected from the spirit in the safe space they come together. Kuan Yin has wanted to come in for quite some time. Many of you in your discussions with us have been asking when she would come in as our guest. Now is the appropriate time. Her energy is within you and all around you. And she asks once again for Chambra all around the world to breathe in, to take ownership, and to embody safe new energy. Make this the platform for your life henceforth. You are safe, Chambra. You are safe. Now it's time to feast on life. We would like to summarize the energy of this day with four simple tenets of the new energy of this new year. Four simple reminders for you. Something to occupy your brain for a little bit while we continue the grounding of the energy. Kuan Yin will continue to be very present with all of you, everyone. The first tenet of the new energy is compassion. We spoke about this at great length in our last gathering. But to have compassion for yourself and for everyone, to stop trying to change the world, but rather to honor each and every individual for their choices and their journey. From this place of compassion, it sets up a whole new energy, a potential for others. You want to be teachers, you want to be healers. You can't do it in the old energy way anymore. Trust us. Some of you keep trying to go back to old energy tools. And you wonder why nobody comes knocking at your door. From a place of compassion or acceptance of all that is, it sets up a potential for those who choose change. Then they will come to you. They will sense the compassion. They will sense the safe space that you are sitting in. Second tenet of the new energy is balance. Balance. Balance meaning that all of the elements come together harmoniously. Instead of opposing each other, they now set up the safe platform. Your life is filled with balance. It does not mean that it is not exciting. It means that it always comes back into balance. Your body comes back into balance. Your mind comes back into balance. Your spirit balances with the human. It is one of the important energies from now on, the balance. The balance helps to create the safety. Safety makes it possible for you to make a whole new set of choices. As you do, we go into the third tenet of the new energy, and that is expansion. Expansion. From compassion to balance to expansion. Meaning that you can expand your energy to be who you truly are. You don't have to live in a tomb anymore. You can open up to everything all around you. You can expand your mind. You can expand your spirit. Expand your energy. So many of you live in this tight little energy world. Let it open right now. Expanding 5-10 feet around you. And then a mile. And then 100 miles. And then to the edge of the universe and back. And you don't lose any energy in doing so. Nothing can come in and take it away from you because you've learned how to own your energy. So you can now expand. By the way, Calder asked us to throw in one note about this whole issue of safety. We know many of you would like to hear. As you live in a safe energy now, you can drop the weight. The body fat has been part of the protection because you haven't felt safe. You started to develop it, so many of you, when you were children because you didn't feel safe anywhere. You especially bought into it over these last few years of all of these changes going on around you. You didn't feel safe moving from old energy to new, so you packed it on. Quite personally, I, Tobias, prefers somewhat of a full figure. It was quite a symbol of success in my days. These scrawny figures that are held high in your society now, I do not much care for. When I come back to Earth, I know what I'm going after. It is safe now to drop the physical weight. How do you do this? Without effort. Try a diet that's going to backfire on you. Do it without effort. Do it through the breath. Do it by choosing to do it now for your body. Choose to do it. And then own that energy. Choose to do it because it is safe now to be who you are. Allow every part of you to expand, to open up. It's like being cooped up in a tiny little room for all of your life and being let out to breathe and to feel and to experience. Allow yourself to expand. And finally, the fourth tenet of the new energy of this new year is expression. Expression. You're going through all this opening and allowing and integrating. It's important to express it also. To put it in the application. Graceful expression of energy from a safe space. What could be more beautiful? Express it in everything that you do, in a job, in a hobby, in your facilitation work. Allow yourself to express. But there is an interesting element of expression that comes into play here as part of the new energy. You see, in the old energy, you thought of expression as being an outward exerted energy, an outward flow. New energy expression is also the receiving back. That's where we have this whole principle. If it comes to you, as you express your beingness in your world, in your life, expression comes back into you, you see. Expression is inward and outward. Expression is the feeding also, is the coming back. As you allow yourself to express who you are now from this safe space, you'll be amazed at how the universe expresses back to you. Direct correlation. Direct correlation. The question is, can you receive, can you take in what comes back? All of the gifts. So we go from compassion to balance to expansion and then expression. And it completes the cycle, dear friends. Much energy has been delivered on this day. Surrounding, woven into the words. Much energy has been delivered outside of the words in so many ways. Energy of Kuan Yin comes in to help you ground. Energy of Kuan Yin comes in because the feminine wasn't safe. The feminine was being overpowered, was being abused, taken advantage of. Kuan Yin can come in now. Fully balanced feminine and masculine energy. You see, Kuan Yin is not truly a woman. Kuan Yin is now the embodiment of the masculine and feminine together in one vessel. Together. Kuan Yin has come in today to honor you, and to thank you, to work with each of you in truly grounding the safe energy of new energy. Kuan Yin will work with each and every one who so chooses between now and our next gathering, and helping you understand the beauty and joy of making choices from a safe space. So you will not be alone these next 30 days. There'll be much activity in your life. Dear Shambro, we love you dearly, and so it is.